Good morning. Thanks for your time. I'll do that. Good morning. As you're aware, the Homicide Squad are investigating the death of a 92-year-old man at Springbank in Victoria, rural Victoria. Mr. Ken Hanford was found yesterday at his home address, and when police attended initially and subsequently the local detectives attended, there was sufficient concern to contact the Homicide Squad. We deployed yesterday afternoon and took primacy of the investigation. It's early stages of the investigation, as I'm sure you'd appreciate. Postmortem will be conducted later today, and I'm obviously not in a position to talk about injuries, etc. And crime scene, they finished about midnight last night, and they're back on site this morning. So as our investigations unfold, we'll obviously look at where the investigation is going to go. This is a very tight-knit farming community. Speaking to the residents yesterday, I think the secret lies in the community. People often know who's moving in and out, and we're relying on those people to come forward. Anyone that hasn't spoken to us, anyone that's been away or may not be at the property during the week, if they'd come forward. We know he was last seen last Sunday. He had a cup of coffee with a neighbour, and he arrived at 11 o'clock in a nearby property and left at 12. So I think some of the media said yesterday he was last seen in Ballarat, but I can confirm that's not the case. He was definitely seen in the Springbank area at midday. And we know he was uncontactable by the home phone or the mobile phone evening on the Sunday. So we don't want to stick just to that time frame, but certainly that time frame is important for us from an investigation point of view.
Going
right through,
guys,
just
in future, you'll need to take all your audio from us and
no phones
or mics up on the stand.
The audio will be available after the press conference,
so
there's no need to have it up there. We actually uploaded.
Do you want to start again?
No, sorry about that.
That's all right. Where would you like to pick that up?
Last seen on Sunday.
Yeah, so we know he was last seen on Sunday, had a cup of coffee at a neighbouring property, and he was there from 11 a.m. till midday. And he's not. We know he's not contactable by the land, by the home phone number or the mobile phone number early evening on Sunday. So that time frame is really important to us. But we don't want people to just report on that time frame. Obviously, if someone's been in the area earlier in the day or later in the day, that's equally as important to us. So we're asking, obviously, the Springbank community, but anyone that's been in that area over the weekend that has seen anything suspicious. This is those that have been to the property. It is reasonably isolated. I think it's about 9 or 10 k off the Western Highway. And you'd really have to know the area. I know there was some concerns that he may have stored money at the property. He's still working. He's a part-time farm worker. And I believe he also sells farm machinery. So there has been some concerns by the family that he may have had money in the property. And we certainly know there has been a search of the property. So that's where our investigation is at the moment. Post-mortem, as I said, will be conducted today. Crime scene will hopefully be finished today, and then we'll see where the investigation takes us.
When you say someone has searched the property, do you mean other than you?
Yes, yes. So he's reasonably, he's as you know, he's a widower. He's been living in the property for about 10 years since his wife passed. The farmhouse, I believe, is very neat, and it hasn't been ransacked, but it's been searched. The drawers are open, and clearly someone's gone through the property, and that was one of the reasons we were notified as well.
Do you have any reason to believe that the person who searched the property might also have been involved in this death?
I'd suggest they're linked. I can't see otherwise why you go into a 90-year-old man's farm property. They're obviously going to be linked.
Just in regards to that, is there anything you've been able to find that has been taken from the home?
No, really early stage of this stage. As I say, crime scene's still doing the examination. His son lives locally but not in Springbank, and his daughter lives interstate. So that's stuff we may not even know the answer to, but we'll certainly look at bank transactions and stuff like that to see if we can make a reasonable assessment of what may or may not have been in the house. if there's property that the family knows that's been taken, obviously that'll take us in another direction as well.
Would you say, how would you describe his level of affluence?
Oh, I don't know. Concerning enough that the family were worried that, you know, that he kept money in the house, but, you know, that might be small amounts. I don't know. We'll look at all of that today. As you know, the family got notified late yesterday, and we're working through those situations with the family.
Has there been anything similar happen in the area?
We'll look at that. I don't believe recently, but we'll certainly look at any similar break-ins or burglaries on rural properties. You've got a really good management team up there. The local superintendent is ex-homicide squad. You've got really good investigators on the ground, so, you know, they've got some really good resources locally, and we'll obviously take primacy in the investigation and work with those investigators. I sat down with the Detective Senior Sergeant up there yesterday, and we talked through some of those issues. So we'll revisit anything that's happened in the general area.
Who found him?
A neighbour. I believe going over to celebrate his 90th birthday, which was yesterday.
What part of the house was he found in?
I won't talk about that at the moment. I mean that from a sense of, you know, when you move into a country town, if you're driving through a country town, people watch you. You know, we might get a car. We could get anything that they know that's different. We also asked in the media release if he's shared any concerns with anyone, you know, if he's had any general concerns. That's where I think the key is. Yeah, that's a reasonable assumption. I mean, I drove in there yesterday from the highway, and it's not an easy property to find. If you went up, you probably realise that yourself. So there probably is some local knowledge. So we'll look at all that. We'll look at farm workers. We'll look at salesmen. We'll look at anyone that goes in and out of that community. But as I said, the key is probably the community. They will know about movements. And obviously, if anyone's seen... Mr Hanford's referred to as Kenny... So if anyone in the community has seen Kennedy after the hours that we're talking about, obviously we'd be keen for them to come forward as well.
Was he very well connected and popular?
He's well known and popular. Well connected, I'm not sure on, but he's certainly well known in the area. Yes.
How much of the local community have you been able to talk to so far?
Look, I was only up there very briefly yesterday. We've spoken to all the immediate neighbours, and obviously we'll expand that out today. As I said, the regional investigators up there have been doing a great job. A local policeman up there has been extremely helpful. So we rely on those local resources. They know the people in the area. So we'll just progress today and see where it takes us.
Anything from those neighbours at this point?
I'm sorry?
Has anything of note come from those neighbours yet?
Pretty much what I've told you has come from the neighbours. Okay. Thank you very much for your time. No, I can't say anything further at this stage, but as soon as we get something on that, we'll contact the media and we'll do something there, but I'm really not in a position to talk on that at the moment. Okay. Thank you very much.